So if you haven't heard, Cloudflare, which is a company of all sorts, but mainly they're like a proxy for websites to have control over vulnerabilities and influx and traffic and things like this. But they're under fire, under public scrutiny recently because of a lady recording her termination, which I'll touch more on that later. But basically, a person here on Twitter said what I was thinking. Actually, a lot of people said exactly what I was thinking on both sides. But it says J. Rolf Hotza, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. He goes by Rolf Hotza. I'm just butchering that. I'll screenshot or something like that. Anyway, it goes, if you know you make mistakes when hiring, what do you do to compensate the workers that signed up with you? Now, what they're responding to is the fact that the CEO responded to this video, said everything but sorry. He goes on to say, shouldn't you take care of them until they find another job or give them some sort of compensation for all the hassle they went through when you fired them? Now, to my understanding, which is according to the CEO, they fire 2.something%, which somebody else did the math here somewhere, which is equates to 8% yearly, but it's 2.something% quarterly that they fire, which equates to they are effectively firing the bottom performers every quarter. Now, this is actually kind of normal, but the way they're doing it seems a little messed up. They're only literally giving them 3 months to see if they are a fit. Now, I have to admit, in the video, the person being fired did in fact admit they didn't close, but that's 3 months. You know, not everybody's going to be a good salesperson in a matter of 3 months. Sometimes people take quite a while. Like, they should be given a year. I've seen some comments a year, and I couldn't agree more. Now, one thing someone posted, I've seen this video originally on TikTok itself. I've seen her there, but someone who reposted it on Twitter by the name of SMB_attorney, he says, or they say, whoever it is, getting fired is tough, but it's important to handle it with dignity. Firing someone is also hard, requiring compassion and respect. Total disaster on both sides here. And you know what I have to say to this? Screw that. More people should record their terminations, and more people should speak what is on their mind when this happens. You know, companies shouldn't be able to just roll over on these people and get away with it effectively, just firing people because they change the requirements of performance, what is good performance, because that's all that's going to happen. Now, when they can't fire the bottom percentage of the employees quarterly anymore, they're going to change the requirements. That's just all that's going to happen. So, kudos to this lady for recording this, because I don't know for sure, but it looks like she's in her home, so it looks to me like it's some work-from-home position. So, yeah, record that. More people need to speak up. More people need to fight, even when they are fired for something. Now, I don't think this was her fault, personally, but if she felt that she was fired unjustly, yes, she should record it, because it makes absolutely no sense. And you probably should record every interaction with your employee, especially when it's a work at home position, because they're going to say and do anything. I worked for this one company who like to do security checks. And some of you probably know who this company is, but not to throw too much shade, I'm not going to say the company name, but they literally wanted to see your room. They wanted a 360 view of your room to make sure no one else was in there, no electronics and all this bullcrap. I kept my TV in here. I didn't care. Neither did they, apparently. But yeah, you should record that. Now, I'll admit, I got fired from this company because I did a no-call, no-show. Now, I still won the unemployment because, here's why, because I still did everything I was supposed to do after that. They trying to hold me accountable about a month or something later for that, after telling me that basically nothing was going to happen, right? But then they came around and fired me. Now, I got fired on my, you know, or not, or I did a no-call, no-show on my birthday. Of course, it was my birthday. When do you expect that to really happen? Now, to my defense, I really, really thought I did call in, but apparently I did not. Yeah, go figure, right? Regardless, they waited too long to fire me. Now, I had other accommodations. When my accommodations were approved, they fired me the very next day, basically. I was approved, I believe, on a Friday. It was either Thursday or Friday, and they fired me on Monday. And they called me and told me they were going to fire me. I cut them off, and I told them, you know what, I'm going to contact so-and-so, and I'm also going to do the unemployment. And I told him, have a good day, and I hung up, and I filed for unemployment, and I won. I won the unemployment despite being fired. What they, now, I don't know, technically, I can't remember specifically what it was, but basically, they waited too long to fire me, so the unemployment was looking at what I did wrong before, within the time frame, you know, of being fired, before being fired. So you're looking at that time frame, and I didn't do anything wrong, because I had an illness I was dealing with, right? So I was awarded the unemployment. So I feel that she should still fight unemployment. She should fight for unemployment, rather. I feel a lot of people should still fight for unemployment and hold these employers accountable for what they're doing. Because even when you meet the performance, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're just going to change things. In the long run, that's all that's going to happen. They're going to find new ways to screw over good-hearted employees. And I get it. Not everyone is suitable for a job. I totally get it. And that's fine. You know, if you got to fire them eventually because they're not doing good, that's great. But it seems to me this person had no idea this was really coming. It seemed to me that she probably recorded a good many number of her interactions. And kudos, again, to her for doing this, because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what they're going to say. I've had employees intrude in my health data. I've had them intrude. I've had supervisors overstep their boundaries where HR should have been, but no, it was the supervisors, you know. But so what? That's what happens. And I think more employees are speaking, excuse me, I think more employees are speaking up, and I think more employees should continue to fight back at these really stupid performance crap. I don't know. Anyway, that's the end of my rant. I hope you have a good day. Bye-bye. Be safe.